The pop songs of Roxette made the Swedish duo worldwide stars in the 1990s. Today, their fans are mourning the death of singer Marie Fredriksson, who's being remembered as a dynamic performer with a one-of-a-kind voice. Roxette sold 80 million albums worldwide, and their songs broke into the US and UK charts. Rachel Mealy has our report.
Marie Fredriksson and Pär Gessle first met in the 1970s but got together to make music in 1986 at the suggestion of a record industry executive. Their first big hit, The Look, took off in the United States. Music journalist Sean Sennett says the world hadn't seen anything like Roxette at the time.
They were really quite an incredible, wonderful anomaly when they came out, because in Australia we sort of became aware of them towards the end of the 80s and the early 90s. And, you know, pop music was changing, things like grunge were on the rise, and Roxette, and particularly that amazing voice of hers, became a soundtrack for everybody that loved pop music.
They even joined the ranks of bands referencing themselves in their music. Fredriksson's spiky blonde hair was as much her signature as her bold vocals.
She had a very striking look. She almost seemed, for those of us that weren't aware of her early career, only became aware with Roxette, it was like she was a classic pop star in the mould of, like, say, how striking Annie Lennox was in previous times.
Marie Fredriksson was first diagnosed with a brain tumour in 2002. While the tumour was successfully treated, she suffered ongoing health problems as a result of the radiation therapy. Today, her musical partner, Pär Gessle, paid tribute to her talent in a post on Facebook. "You were a truly unique musician," he said. "A singer on a level we will hardly ever experience again. You painted my black and white songs with the most beautiful colours." Music journalist Sean Sennett recalls interviewing Roxette on a tour of Australia in the 90s.
Marie was a very passionate woman, and somebody that's sort of, that's sort of the way the Swedes have with pop music, with the hooks they were writing. And the songs just really hit a chord with people. So when they came back in 2015, it was like an army of devoted Roxette fans turned up to see them.
For all the pop songs, Roxette was also famous for this ballad, which has been described today as possibly the greatest breakup song of all time. It must have been. Must have been love from Roxette. And incidentally, December the 11th is the most popular day of the year for a breakup. Apparently, there are people who study these things. Rachel Mealy with our report.